Hi, my name is Leah Brown. I am a wrestler at Whitney High School. I have been varsity team captain for 4 years. I am the first Whitney High School state champion at 138 pounds last year and then 150 pounds this year. This year I went undefeated with a record of 30-0 and 29 pins. My dad is coaching me. He's been coaching me for the last 5 years, and I've basically worked with him to build a team at Whitney High School. My freshman year, there was about 3 girls, including myself. Sophomore year, 15, and then due to COVID, junior year was a little short, and then we're trying to rebuild it now. I've started wrestling when I was in 6th grade, going into 7th grade, because I saw my dad coach a girl to state, and she got to college on a scholarship for it. Me personally, for the future, I'm going to University of the Cumberlands on a full ride scholarship. And I'm supposed to be going into a leadership position when I get there. So I'm very excited about that. And I think I'm going to be majoring in information technology with a minor in coaching. And also currently ranked 10th in the nation.
I want you to tell the camera what was going through your head at the time. What does that picture mean to you?
That picture, I felt, was just so empowering, because like you see triumph and you see defeat in that picture. And I've felt both sides of the coin on that. I've felt defeat and I've also felt triumph. So I think for me, just some of the hard work that I've put in has ensured that I was on the triumph side. And I think seeing a back-to-back picture where one person's winning and excited about what they've done, and the other person who's just so close to getting there, is just kind of like a hard work pays off type of moment where, look, I did it. You know, and not saying that she didn't work hard, I'm just saying like one person has to put extra work in, and even if it's mental or physical, you still got to put the work in. And I think for me, it was just a testament of how hard I had worked to get to that point. So I just felt like, oh my gosh, I did it.
Tell us what's going on here. Like, you're looking for something.
I was looking for my dad.
Yep.
And that picture, it wasn't coach anymore in my corner. I asked my mom to be in the corner, which is never heard of. Moms can't usually be in the corner at state. And I'm lucky enough to have my dad as my coach. And just having both my parents who have been with me this entire time and have loved me unconditionally through bad practices, teenage attitude, not wanting to do anything, and them still believing in me and wanting to get me to that level. It was just kind of like a run to dad, I guess, where I'm just like, dad, I did it. Instead of just like, thanks, coach. It was just a lot more heartfelt and very more connected, I guess, to my emotions.
I want to add to that.
And so do I.
What all that hard work is done, and you're looking around for him, right?
Yeah.
Is there a sense of big relief at that point? Or were you even at that point yet?
I don't think it was relief yet. For me, like I'm writing a story about what I've done at state right now, like my whole experience. But I think in that moment, it was just kind of like, I did it. It wasn't just a sense of relief. It was just complete shock, I would say. Because if you're going into the state finals, you're expecting it to be the match of your life. And the fact that I pinned her in 39 seconds is just kind of like, oh my goodness, I just did that. And, you know, my dad and coach have been saying all year, like, you're the most dominant at 150 pounds. You're the most dominant. You pin everybody. And just going out there and pinning her in 39 seconds is just like, I believed in you. You believed in me. And, look, I did it.
Yeah.
My last practice was Tuesday night here in Rockland at Whitney High School.
Okay.
It was just kind of like a make weight type of practice. So you're just, you know, gotta make sure you're on weight, make sure that your mental strength is there and you're just kind of like in the right zone. And I think for me, we didn't go really hard that practice. Like, we had done all the hard conditioning beforehand. So that was just go over some of your repetition, get your motion down. And then what we do is listen to a lot of personal affirmations and think about your goals. And it's at that point, all the work leading up to it is done. you just got to make sure your mental spot, like you're in the right mind space. So that practice was really just like, look, you're super close to your goal. You're almost there. What else do you need to do to lock in and make sure that you're good to go mentally?
Yeah. That picture right there, I was talking to my mom and she said she was just trying to catch me so we wouldn't fall over because there's a lot of force. But I think in that picture, it was more of a whole unit working together to achieve something. And I know wrestling is an individual sport, but honestly, I wouldn't be this far if it wasn't for the people around me. Those two people in that picture, they helped me so much. And I've had a lot of coaches and people, even at the school, say, like, I can't do it. But those two people have always believed in me, and they've made sacrifices that nobody else would be willing to make just to make sure I achieved it. So I think just having my family in the corner and being able to be like, I don't know, make history like that with the people that I love the most is just kind of emotional. Like, I'm happy and I'm excited about it. I don't know, it's just like, it's just the biggest family accomplishment somebody could possibly have, you know? So I think it was just like, we did it as a family. So the state tunnel is world renowned. Basically, it's the coldest spot in the arena. It's full of people trying to get in the right mindset, and it echoes everything. And it's very easy to get distracted down there, especially with both genders down there. There's a lot of hormones going around. It's the easiest place to get distracted. And I have seen number one ranked girls go in there and then get distracted in the tunnel and go out and lose their next match. It happens every year. Same with the guys. So I think what we've done outside at practice and just kind of throughout the last few years, like, in order to win state, you have to work 365 days before. And those days leading up to state are so important, and you have to focus a lot on your mindset to get there and focus on staying disciplined and focusing on who you are and what your goals are. I think that really helped lead up to having the right mindset in the tunnel, because it's easy to get distracted down there. So back to your question, when I was in the tunnel, it was just kind of close your eyes and breathe and just try to focus on your heartbeat, focus on staying calm. I listen to affirmations when I warm up. So it's like, I am a champion, I'm the best, my legacy is champion. It's just redundant of, I'm the best, nobody can beat me. When it's all said and done, I am the best. And I just have to keep that mindset throughout the whole process. And then once you walk out in the tunnel, there's the lights of the arena, and there's thousands of people just watching in on you. And for the finals, you got two spotlights, and they just call you out. So I'm standing there in the tunnel trying to warm up, and I see my coach, and he's excited, and I'm excited, and I'm just like, just gotta breathe. I even told him I loved him, like, right before I went out, just to kind of calm myself down. And for me, something that my college coach told me was just go out there and have fun. It's not about winning or losing, just have fun. And I think that really helped take some stress off of me. And being in the state finals, my mindset was just like, I've done it. There's nothing that I can do now that will help me win or lose this match. It's just, I have to go out there and get to business. And I think reminding myself to breathe and not letting my anxiety take over, or letting the crowd and the yells and the boos and whatever distract me, I just had to go out there. And even running with a spotlight on me is just nerve-wracking. And I think for me, it was just stay disciplined. Like, we work at in practice, and even in real life, like, not being on your phone in class and, you know, doing things like that. You got to stay disciplined with your regular life, and everything that I've done for the last few years have led up to that moment. And I just think the people around me have helped me with that. So I think for wrestling, the zone is just a little bit different because you still have to be able to hear your coach at all times. So I think for me, my zone is right when that whistle blows. I go out and shake my opponent's hand, and then when the whistle blows, I can only basically hear myself breathe, and then I can hear my coach's voice. And in that moment, it's just like the crowd almost goes silent. But at the same time, I can still hear them. It's not like I'm deaf to them anymore. It's just I stop focusing on it, I guess. So when I'm in the zone, it's just kind of like I got the person in front of me, and I got to listen to my coach, and I know my arsenal, I know my moves, I know what I'm going after. And I think in that situation, it's just you gotta listen. Do the best you can to listen, even though it's really loud. And you gotta hone your hearing to your coach, otherwise you might mess up or you might not do this, but you gotta focus on, I put in the reps, I've been disciplined, I'm able to just go out there, listen, and if I stay disciplined with my moves, then I'll get it easily. Everybody has to be the first at something. You know, Jackie Robinson was the first. You know, you always have to have the first in something. And I think for me, being the first state champion at Whitney High School, being the first top women female wrestler at Whitney High School, it's just kind of like, if I can do it, so can she. And I think since we're in high school, I'm 17, and I've went to state when I was a freshman, and Alex was able to see that. And I've done all these amazing things throughout my high school career at this age. I think these other girls are able to see that if I can do it, so can they, if they just put in similar work to what I put in. And I think it's just kind of this comparison thing that everybody does of like, well, she's pretty, I can be pretty too, or he can lift that much, so I can work to lift that much. It's just comparison. So I think for me, being able to achieve all of these things, and when I was comparing myself to my friends that were on the national stage or my friends that are making world teams, it's like, if they can do it, I can do it. But I'm also having this group of girls behind me saying, I want to do what she's doing. So with Alex, my name is on a banner up there saying I qualified for state my freshman year. She sees that every day during practice, and she's like, if you are able to do it when you're 14, 15, I can do it when I'm 14 and 15. And we got the same coach. We got to just listen, do the reps. And since I'm there at practice, she sees how hard I'm working, and she just tries to match that. So I think it's just the comparison of you can do it, I can do it type of thing. Well, what I've learned recently is that there's a difference between dreams and goals. So a dream is something outrageous that only you can think of. A goal is something that anybody can achieve as long as they put their mind to it. So goal-wise, upcoming is I want to make the world team, win nationals, you know, do these things here and there. Goal-wise, I want to win 4 national titles in college. It's outrageous, and it's something that you got to put a lot of work towards and, you know, really focus on. And I want to make an impact in so many women's lives of look at what I'm doing and try to inspire them to do something similar. And I think the goals for the next few years and is just to reach as many people as I can, because wrestling has literally saved my life, and I know that it can save other people's lives. So if I can just make an impact with whatever I'm doing, not be there holding their hand, but show them by example that it's doable, then that will help them propel themselves to success or, you know, whatever. So goal-wise, I think it's just this summer, make the world team, go to Pan Ams or to Sofia, Bulgaria, compete there internationally. And then I have the U.S. Open coming up at the end of this month, and then World Team Trials, and then Fargo Nationals, which I want to win there because I've always wanted a stop sign. So,
I love it.
Yeah, that's just the goals for right now, but dream-wise is be the best I can be and inspire as many people as I possibly can.